Welcome to A Meaningful Mess, a podcast for educators who want to engage and empower gifted learners. Whether you specifically serve gifted learners, have gifted learners in your classroom, or just want to know more about what gifted learners need from the school experience, you are in the right place. I'm Andy McNair, and I'm a keynote speaker, author, educator, and mom of my own gifted kiddos. And I know that teaching gifted learners can be challenging. But you know what? It's also incredibly rewarding. Throughout this podcast, I'll share practical ideas and strategies that will help you create a meaningful and engaging learning experience for your gifted students. I'll also talk about Genius Hour, a powerful approach to learning that can help learners explore their passion and purpose as they develop their talents. So if you're looking for ways to reach your gifted learners, I invite you to join me on this journey. Thanks for listening. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to episode 85 of A Meaningful Mess podcast. On today's episode, we're going to explore Genius Hour mindset, or the mindset that needs to be in place in order for Genius Hour or passion projects to be successful in the classroom. You know, this is one of those things that if I could go back and tell my past educator self anything at all, this would definitely be top of the list. When I introduced Genius Hour in my classroom, I fully expected my learners to be 100% on board. And I will tell you that not only were they not on board, they pushed against the idea. I thought they would be excited, motivated. I thought that they would be grateful for the opportunity to pursue their own interests and passions and to have time to explore. They were gifted learners, right? Like, I thought that's what they wanted. I knew that's what they needed. But as we began to make this a priority in my classroom, I learned fairly quickly that this was not just like a different way of doing things. It was an entirely different mindset. So when I introduced the idea of passion projects, I remember sitting with my students and saying, like, what are you passionate about? And a couple of the kids responded with, what do you want me to be passionate about? And then some of them came to me after we kind of started, this started being a part of our day. And they would say things like, can we just go back to the worksheets? And it was in that moment that I realized, just as I had become complacent and comfortable in being a traditional teacher, they had become comfortable and complacent in being traditional learners. And so thinking outside of that or doing something different, you know, the open-endedness of something like Genius Hour and how big it was made them really, really uncomfortable. And I had to dig my heels in a little bit. I always say I'm working on this, but I can tend to want to be a people pleaser and I don't like for people to be uncomfortable, but I knew that this was what was best in my classroom. And so I think it took us longer than it needed to for my students to come around. Look, my story has a happy ending. We got to a place where I don't know that we could have done school without Genius Hour. It was such an important part of my class and the work that we did. I think my learners would tell you it was one of the best things that ever happened to them in their school experience. I would definitely tell you it was one of the best things, maybe the best thing that happened for me as an educator. All of that being said, though, I think we could have gotten there a little bit faster if we would have made the mindset a priority at the beginning. And so I want to share that with you today. Like, how do we help our learners have that mindset? What can we put in place that will help them think this way and start to consider that Genius Hour is more than just a cute project? They are going to have to think differently. And so what I want to do on today's episode is to share five specific I will statements. Each one is connected to a skill, and I'm going to talk about how I think those I will statements can help your learners understand why this type of learning is so important. Before we get too far into the episode, I wanted to be sure that I shared with you that you'll be able to find all of the I will statements as well as any additional resources that I share throughout today's episode over at andymcnair.com/episode85. Again, the show notes can be found at andymcnair.com/episode85. All right, let's get to the good stuff. Let's talk about these statements and how they can really help our learners shift into a Genius Hour mindset. There's two things that I want to make sure you know about the statements before we talk about each specific one. Number one, I've connected a skill to each one of the statements, and that's just so we can kind of understand the big idea. of each statement and why it matters. And so we're going to talk about curiosity, creativity and innovation, resilience, collaboration, and reflection. And that'll make more sense as we go through and you hear the statements. The second thing that I want to make very clear is that these statements in and of themselves are not magic, right? They're not going to have their maximum impact unless we make sure we are intentional about how we use them. So, like having our students say them out loud or putting them on a bulletin board or on a poster, like those are great. I think you should do those things. But if that's all we do, if we don't help our learners understand what each statement means and how it connects to the Genius Hour journey, we're just going to be checking a box, right? Your kids are going to say it out loud. They're going to do what you ask them to do, but they're not going to know what it means. And it's just going to be doing something for the sake of doing it. And so we want there to be intentionality behind it. It's very similar to the idea of like writing an objective on the board. Like to assume writing an objective on the board is going to magically translate into learning doesn't make sense. But if I intentionally utilize that objective to drive the learning experience, it will probably have more of an impact. Okay, so let's jump right in. Let's start with the first. So there are five I will statements. And the first one is I will explore new ideas and topics that spark curiosity throughout my Genius Hour journey. I'm going to read it one more time. I will explore new ideas and topics that spark curiosity throughout my Genius Hour journey. Couple of things to pay attention to here. First of all, the skill that we're talking about is curiosity. But I love the beginning of this because it says, I will explore new ideas and topics. And oftentimes, especially with our gifted learners, when they are given the opportunity to explore something that they get to choose, they want to tell you all of the things that they already know. And so sometimes with Genius Hour, they want to lean toward a project or an idea that they already know a lot about. So helping them understand that one of the goals of Genius Hour is to explore something new or something that you don't know a lot about is really important. We also want them to understand that even if they want to work on a project that they already know a lot about, really thinking about that topic from a different perspective or looking at it differently is what we're wanting to happen during Genius Hour. We don't want them just doing a research project and just telling us all the things that they already know about a specific topic or idea. That's not what this is. So I will explore new ideas and topics, really important and something that we want to point out. And also that idea of that spark curiosity. So this is a great opportunity to have a conversation with your class about what does curiosity feel like? What does it look like? What does it sound like? Because honestly, you guys, some of our students have forgotten. They know what it feels like to come to school and give answers. They do not know what it feels like to be curious, or I think they do know what it feels like. They just don't always make that a priority, or it's not always their reality while they're at school. And so we want to make sure that we have some conversation around both of those things. We're looking to learn something new, and we want to make sure that whatever it is that we are learning about sparks curiosity, right? That we have that willingness to invest, not because the teacher says it's Genius Hour time, but because I'm curious enough about this topic to want to learn more. All right. The second I will statement is I will work to develop creative and innovative ideas that reflect my unique talents and interests throughout my Genius Hour journey. You've probably noticed in these last two, they're all going to have a similar ending throughout my Genius Hour journey. This is important because these I will statements, these don't just happen in specific parts of the Genius Hour process. It's not like, oh, this statement happens in passion or this statement happens in product. These are happening throughout the entire Genius Hour experience. So again, I will work to develop creative and innovative ideas that reflect my unique talents and interests throughout my Genius Hour journey. That idea of developing something that is creative and innovative, again, understanding what that means, that we're not making a poster, we're not making a trifold. Like this is an opportunity for you to create something new. or maybe something, or making something better. Some of our learners don't have an understanding of what innovation is. They think to be innovative, they have to create something that has never existed before, when in reality, it could be looking at something differently or making something better. And so talking about that idea that's connected to the skills, right? The skills for this particular statement are creativity and innovation, and really helping them understand what those mean. The other part of this statement that I would focus on is that idea of reflecting my unique talents and interests, and reminding our learners that this isn't about doing what your friend wants to do. This isn't about doing what you think somebody else wants you to learn about. This is about who you are as a learner and working on something that is going to reflect not just your curiosity, which we talked about in the first I will statement, but also the unique talents that you have as an individual and the things that you are interested in. And so helping them really understand that and dive into that idea through this I will statement can be really powerful and help your learners see Genius Hour through a different perspective. The third I will statement is I will embrace challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning throughout my Genius Hour journey. Growth mindset, right? That's what we're talking about here. The skill that I've connected to this is resilience. And this is all about being clear from the very beginning that as you work on your Genius Hour project, there are going to be obstacles. But this I will statement reminds them that we are going to see obstacles as opportunities to grow, right? This is the productive struggle conversation. And then really talking to them about what does it look like to embrace challenges and setbacks. So I was writing about these the other day, and I think I was posting on Instagram, and I was saying, it's not a bad idea to have your students illustrate what each one of these I will statements look like or act out what each one of them look like. So they know before they ever start on their project, kind of what's going to happen and what they can expect to an extent. There's a lot of things that we have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't always know what to expect, but we do know that there are going to be obstacles, and helping them understand that resilience is going to be a really important part of the process is something that we need to consider. So again, I will embrace challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning throughout my Genius Hour journey. Number four, I will collaborate to exchange ideas as we give and receive feedback throughout our Genius Hour journey. I just saw the other day in a Genius Hour, it was some conversational thing, and somebody was asking about giving grades on a Genius Hour project. And gosh, I'm just not okay with giving a kid's passion project a number grade. I think there are so many things that are graded at school. I think this is the one thing. I think there are lots of things that shouldn't be graded. This is one of the things that does not need a number grade, but they do need feedback. And so I'm a big fan, I've talked about them on the podcast before, of using single point rubrics for giving feedback on a Genius Hour project. I think when our students pitch and present their ideas, that's a great opportunity for them to give feedback to their peers and to receive feedback from their peers. And so this just reminds them about this is going to be a big part of the process. We want to be willing and able to collaborate with others. So you want to talk to them about collaboration is really that idea of, my ideas, your ideas, we bring those together to develop our ideas. And so helping them understand what that looks like, helping them know how to give effective feedback and how to do that appropriately and receive feedback. This I will statement opens up the doors for so many of those conversations. All right, so that was the fourth I will statement. The fifth one is I will reflect on my experiences and pivot when necessary to maximize learning throughout my Genius Hour journey. Oh gosh, I love this because I think reflection is so important. And our learners oftentimes know how to remember, but they don't know how to reflect. And so we want them to have a clear understanding with this I will statement. We're not going to remember every day what we did. Like, that's fine, but I don't necessarily need to know a checklist of I did this, then I did this, then I did this. This is about reflecting on what you're doing and using that reflection to make a decision of whether or not you need to pivot or keep going in that same direction. And so having that conversation with this statement, I will reflect on my experiences and pivot when necessary to maximize learning throughout my Genius Hour journey, talking to them about what that looks like, what reflection is, and what it may look like to pivot. What happens when you have to do something differently? What are some of the consequences of that? What are the benefits of that? And helping them really have conversation around those pieces can be key. So, and that is connected to the skill of reflection. So we've got curiosity, creativity and innovation, resilience, collaboration, and reflection. Let me share the I will statements one more time. But again, remember, you'll be able to find them on the show notes. I will explore new ideas and topics that spark curiosity throughout my Genius Hour journey. I will work to develop creative and innovative ideas that reflect my unique talents and interests throughout my Genius Hour journey. I will embrace challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning throughout my Genius Hour journey. I will collaborate to exchange ideas as we give and receive feedback throughout our Genius Hour journey. And finally, I will reflect on my experiences and pivot when necessary to maximize learning throughout my Genius Hour journey. Oh, gosh, I just think if I would have utilized these early on in my Genius Hour experience with my learners, we could have gotten to that mindset that would have gotten us to buy in a little bit sooner. I don't know that that's what would have happened, but I have a sneaky suspicion it would have been super helpful. And so my hope is that these statements are something that will help you and will help your learners really understand what Genius Hour is all about and the skills that it can help our learners gain when we are intentional. So again, you'll be able to find these over on the show notes. I've said that a lot, but if you don't know, that's where they'll be. I also want to say to you really quickly that July 12th and 13th, so I'm recording this right now. If you're listening to this later, that you may not be able to access this information, but July 12th and 13th of 2024, I am hosting the first annual Genius Hour Academy in Waco, Texas. I am so stoked about it. I absolutely cannot wait. Waco is a great place to visit. We're going to have so much fun, but 2 full days of learning about what Genius Hour is, how it can impact your learners, how to use things like these I will statements to really maximize the Genius Hour experience and all that it can be and all that it can do for your learners. So if you're interested in attending that professional development experience here in Waco, Texas, feel free to check out in the show notes. I'll put a link to where you can find more information. You'll be able to go to andymcnair.com/Genius Hour Academy, all lowercase, andymcnair.com/Genius Hour Academy. Guys, check that out. I'd love to see you there. Otherwise, have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. As always, thanks for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of A Meaningful Mess. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insights for engaging and empowering gifted learners. If you'd like to connect with me and explore more resources, please visit my website at andymcnair.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at @a_meaningful_mess for regular updates, discussions, and a vibrant community of educators dedicated to making a difference. Your support means the world to me, and I appreciate you being a part of this journey. If you have any questions, feedback, or topics you'd like for me to explore in future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you have the power to create meaningful and impactful learning experiences for your gifted students. Keep up the fantastic work, and thank you for joining me on A Meaningful Mess. Until next time, keep finding meaning in your mess. Happy teaching and learning. I'll talk to you soon.